Well, here we go, hour three. The Morning Tailgate, Raider Nation Radio, 920. Follow us on X, at Vince Sapienza, at Vinny Bonsignor, at Clay Baker Radio. Hit us up, 702-365-9200. Also, same number, the Dollar Loan Center text line. We've asked the question, is the Chargers' 26-3 victory over the Panthers the standard, the floor, if you will, for the Raiders week three matchup, home opener at Allegiant Stadium against the Carolina Panthers? We've also talked Carlito's Way.
Oh, yeah.
And the sweet, sweet nightclub music that Clay has been pumping into our ears all morning in and out of breaks. It has been fantastic. We talked to Jason Fitz in the 8 o'clock hour. Nobody painted a more positive picture last week ahead of week two than Jason Fitz, and for that to come to fruition, maybe in a different way than we all expected in Baltimore, but it has turned a Victory Monday excitement into a Victory Tuesday.
Flash, turn the page.
With new expectations,
yes, right.
Now, because the excitement has now changed the expectations for week three, which, regardless if the Raiders were 1-1 the opposite way, like many thought,
mm-hmm,
at the start of the season, beating the Chargers, losing on the road to Baltimore, I don't think the expectations would have been nearly what they are now. Because to your point of what you said last hour, not only did we see what the team can look like, the players saw it too.
Right.
Yeah, and what the word I think I used yesterday or in my affirmation. It's affirmation for them, and that's the most important audience in all of this, is how they feel about themselves and what they truly know that they're capable of doing. And it's, look at Vince and Clay, we're not talking about the Kansas City Chiefs or the 49ers coming into town, where you would just, hey, whatever it takes to beat this team, a great opponent, you will accept and you will take. You just want to be on the winning end of things, however that manifests itself. We're not talking about that level of a team. We're talking about a team that the Raiders are better than. They are the better football team then, and they have a superior defense that's going to be able to, I believe, shut down the Panthers. And I think offensively, what the Raiders showed that they're capable of doing against the Baltimore Ravens, even, yep, if they have to do it that way, I think that they can succeed, against the Panthers. So to me, it's more about, can they win? They damn sure can win this game. I think it would be great for them, and I think a great sign, you said, evolvement. Is that a word?
It would be an evolution for the franchise.
Evolutionary.
It would be an evolution for the franchise because, I it's funny how the NFL works, right? We're only 2 weeks in. It is fascinating how this operates because after this win, it's not just excitement. It is a newfound expectation, and now it's not if they can win, it's how they win. Because if you, and again, we're going to get to the callers right now, Clay, but mm-hmm, it goes to the previous callers we just heard, the hesitation, mm-hmm, the demons from the past, the slip-ups and the missteps along the way in the last few years. That was the Raiders. This team is trying to set a new course.
Right.
They are trying to show it is not the same old Raiders. That's why Antonio Pierce was brought in. If we wanted the same old Raiders, we would have kept things status quo. Antonio Pierce, this is what this is what he talked about in the offseason, about changing the Raiders and changing the course. Going back to the Raiders way, it's not losing these games. It's winning them and winning them in a convincing fashion.
I completely agree.
Let's not mistake it.
And right, not run away from that.
Let's hear from you. Raiders, last 20 years, playing down to their competition. Was last week's Chargers 26-3 victory over the Panthers a baseline for what you need to see this coming Sunday for the home opener? 702-365-9200. Vince, Vinny, Clay, Carlito Brigante, and Richard in Las Vegas. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I'm just loving to hear this this chat. It's really good. But, I'm really glad. It seems like since we got rid of that garbage guy, Josh McDaniels, and got Antonio, I think the new attitude, even though the Chargers beat us, I know that was an iffy game. It was either way. We could have won that one too. But this game against Baltimore, everybody didn't give us a chance. And we went out there and we proved in the second half, which is, in times past, we'd fall apart and lose the momentum. But this was a really a great win. And I sense there's a really great excitement in the air. And I'm a Raider fan since back when I was watched the Holy Roller game when I was a young kid. Mm. So I love the Raiders. Yes, there's been ups and downs, and there's a lot of history, but this is a new era. I am so glad that I know the media needs to show a little bit more love for the Raiders, because every time I look on ESPN, they're all talking about, oh, what happened to Baltimore, and Jackson, he wasn't himself, and all this blah blah blah. But I think it was the defense. The defense is they really show improvement. They got depth. They've got some great players, and I'm just really, really pumped, and this is really good to see.
Thanks so much, Richard. Thanks so much for the call. I want to. He brought up the respect, and Vinny, I know you're going to talk about the respect thing in a second, but this is a week, and hear me out on this. This is a week.
The floor is yours, Vince.
There's no
90 seconds.
You do not want the media, the national media, that is, talking about you in week three.
Oh, good God, no.
If the national media is talking about the Raiders in week three, things did not go well.
Mm-hmm.
Barring some spectacular highlight. I'm talking about the game.
Oh,
because nobody... Nobody in the national media, you're already leaning negatively.
If you win, you're supposed to win. No. If you win convincingly, I think the national narrative, we need to start looking at this Raiders team a little bit differently.
I don't think that'll happen in week three.
I guarantee it.
I disagree.
I guarantee it. If they blow them out, it'll be.
Nobody, not one. And I scoured Sunday night into Monday. Through Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Nobody talked the Raiders' victory. They talked about the Ravens' loss. Nobody. I'm not saying it's right, wrong, or different. I'm just telling you what I saw. Nobody talked about the Raiders' win outside of Las Vegas. They talked about the Ravens' loss. If the Raiders go out and do what they're supposed to do, do what I believe they will do, and that's win convincingly, they're not going to be talked about.
Because the Saints and Chargers were not talked about when they beat the Panthers.
Nobody talked about the Chargers.
Here's why I disagree, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. If they win convincingly, you're saying if they're talking about you, it's because for something bad.
You did something wrong.
All right. I think that if they win convincingly, that will duct tape to what they did, and it'll make them say, you know, we talked about how the Ravens lost. We didn't really talk about how the Raiders won that game.
Yeah, I don't see that.
And if they win convincingly, and I'm talking about a 35-3 game where all of a sudden Gardner Minshew and the offense is coming alive, you have to assume Brock Bowers probably plays a big thing in that. And now you're going, you know, if that's the offense that the Raiders have to go along with that defense – we got to start looking a little bit more different. That's my prediction.
Yeah, no.
If they win convincingly.
Agree to disagree on that one. That's fine. I don't think anybody's going to give the Raiders any credit for beating Andy Dalton in week three.
If they do it convincingly.
And, I mean, if they
take care of business convincingly, I think they will.
They didn't talk about the Chargers. They beat them 26-3 on the road. Did you see one conversation? It might be the only weekend we haven't heard about Jim Harbaugh. Nobody talked about the Chargers, and they decimated them. Wire to wire wasn't even close. Justin Herbert threw 11 passes.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's because they're supposed to beat Carolina.
Hey, let me tell you something right now.
I mean, nobody.
In case you didn't know, the Raiders are way. It's the Chargers.
Okay.
All right. No. There is something to be said about that. The Chargers are the Chargers, and compared to the Raiders, we're looking at the silver and black.
Jim
right here,
Harbaugh is more popular in the national.
That tells you all you need to know about the Chargers.
That's fine.
The coach is more popular than the team.
That's fine. All right. That's
and
what I'm
nationally,
saying.
Nobody pays attention to the Chargers.
Okay, but
they do the Raiders.
Who's more popular? National media, Jim Harbaugh or the Raiders right now?
The Raiders. More popular?
Yeah.
Drives more interest? The Raiders, without question.
I don't know about the fact that
you're talking about the head coach of the Chargers overshadowing, I mean, just being bigger than the team itself, tells you all you need to know about the team
itself.
I know,
but we're not talking about the Chargers, the team itself. I'm talking about what do they give more attention to, Jim Harbaugh or the Raiders? It's Jim Harbaugh. It's without question. The national media has not given the Raiders. You've said it. They've given them no respect because they haven't earned it yet.
I think that is why I'm saying if they win convincingly, that respect starts to change a little bit. And that's why when you're talking, the Raiders drive things, trust me. And so if the Raiders are good and if they give the national media with a resounding win, and that's what we're talking about here, not just scrape by, not just win a boring game, but go out there and just waylay the,
So if it's, let me ask you this, 26-3.
26-3 with like two sacks by Max Crosby.
Just 26-3 is the result. You think the national media is gonna like the Raiders are for real?
I don't necessarily think they're gonna say they're for real, but what they will say, we need to start looking differently at the Raiders because you put that defense now all of a sudden they've played. If they win 26-3, that's probably telling me that they played pretty good offensively. So now they've stacked together that fourth quarter against the Ravens with another good effort against the Carolina Panthers. Yes, I absolutely think that they'll be talking in good terms, or maybe it's time to readjust what we've been saying about the Raiders.
I couldn't agree with you more where the Raiders stand to the Chargers.
Right.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
There's no argument there. I will say right now, if they had to pick a story between the Raiders and Jim Harbaugh, the national media would pick Jim Harbaugh.
But you're talking about Tuesday.
I understand.
That's why it rests on them winning convincingly.
I agree. But I still don't think the conversation nationally, this is my opinion, and we can agree to disagree.
It's not going to lead. It's not going to lead the national news, but it'll be part of the package. I guarantee
it will be louder in a week four. If they beat the Browns week four, if they do what they do here, and then they beat the Browns, they stack another one, they're 3-1, that's when the conversation, in my opinion, will change. I don't think the conversation nationally will change after beating an Andy Dalton-led Carolina Panthers.
But you said they weren't talking about them at all. I'm saying that they're going to be part.
They
weren't. They will be talked about. They're not going to lead the new. They're not going to lead ESPN. But they're going to make room for. Should we start looking at the Raiders a little bit differently? Because Max Crosby can feast in this game, and he's somebody that I think is a national figure at this point. We're talking about probably right now the best defensive player in the NFL.
Without question.
You put
– I mean, TJ Watt's right there right now.
If Brock Bowers has another big game and Davante Adams does his thing, if they just put up the stats that they put up against the Baltimore Ravens and it's a convincing win, I think that there will be room – in the national media, I'm not saying that they're going to lead off the Sports Center with that.
Yeah, I never said.
But I'm saying, but it's going to go from not even talking about them to they're going to have a place at the table. And I think what will be said, and I agree with you, if they win again against the Browns, that's going to change things.
I think the louder conversation starts against Cleveland. But I think this is the game that's like, okay.
Should we start looking at the Raiders differently now?
Should we? Yeah, but again. The conversation week two was the Ravens
start,
lost.
Yeah, which is a start.
Which is fantastic.
And that's what I'm saying.
All this is good.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. All of this
like
is
they're
fantastic.
Not going to not talk about them if they win convincingly.
Yeah, but my
I think
thing
they get
is
talked about.
The only time. Yeah. Well, again, we'll agree to disagree on the semantics of it, but I don't think that they're going to be a conversation piece after Sunday, especially when you look at the slate of games Sunday. If the Raiders blow out Carolina, they're just going to say, oh, Carolina lost again. This time in Las Vegas. Now, during the week, they might say, hey, let's look at this Raiders-Cleveland game. This might be a turning point, but I don't think Sunday night we're going to be like, man, are the Raiders for real after beating an Andy Dalton-led Panthers team? That's all. That's all I'm saying.
All right. There's a piece of audio that was came off Q's show yesterday.
Ooh.
Akbar Baja Biamilia from Good Morning Football, new NFL Network analyst. He talked about, as well he should be.
He's everywhere.
The way they kind of fit, both he and Manti Te'o on that
great,
show,
yeah.
that show is going somewhere. I love listening to that and watching that every morning. But he appeared on Q's show yesterday. He talked about the new attitude of the Raiders and how it's being viewed nationally.
I was at the game last week. You know, they're just kind of watching the temperament. They lost that game, of course, to the Chargers. But the attitude that this team is taking on, especially the defense, they're starting to act like Antonio Pierce. They're playing like Antonio Pierce. It is contagious, and I'm seeing it. That first half against the Chargers, They dominated. The Chargers had a hard time converting. I look at this game, the first half, they dominated. And when you think about a good team, to me, a solid team, yes, it's scheme, but attitude is so important. And I'm seeing an attitude from the Raiders that looks like old school Raiders mentality. And I'm looking at this play right here with Max Crosby. This is a great play. You can see right there, Christian Wilkinson on that pick play, sacrificing himself. So then that Max Crosby can come around on that play and get that sack. That, to me, it's not only coordination, but it's also an attitude. Like, yeah, I'm Christian Wilkins, but yeah, I'm still going to go out there. I'm going to put myself out there for the team so my man Crosby can wrap around and get that sack. They brought that type of pressure. They frustrated Lamar Jackson. They shut down that offense, which is supposed to be very explosive with Zay and Lamar and all of that. I love the way the Raiders are playing. And you know what? Not a lot of people were talking about the Raiders as well. Not a lot of people. That we weren't talking about the Saints, and we weren't talking about the Raiders.
Yeah, they're going to do it. They're not going to do it yet. But
They are. They did.
Akbar is.
Yeah, that's a national television. That's the morning.
He's also a former Raider and a guy who was at the game. That's what I'm saying. He was at the game. He saw with his eyes. Tony Romo, who did the game, went on and talked about, I know we don't have the piece we had last week, but talked about, man, I really like what Antonio Pierce is doing. Yeah. Even in the loss, he was
even
talking about
loss,
it. Anybody who's there, anybody who's watching the game, I don't think anybody is watching this national media-wise is tuning in for Raiders-Panthers. I would love to be wrong. I would love for them to get all the love and things that they can get. Flowers, roses, whatever you want to do. Akbar was there, so he saw it. So, of course, he's going to talk about it.
I think if they smash him in the mouth, especially, you know, do some nice things offensively and continue to do what they're doing defensively, I think this is where the national media says we may need to start looking at the Raiders a little bit differently and talking about them a little bit differently. It felt like to me it started. I know he was at the game, but, you know, you still have to convince your producer, hey, this is where I want to go in this segment. And whoever that producer was, he or she said, okay, I think that's worthwhile. I think if they resoundingly beat the Carolina Panthers, that conversation is going to continue.
It's
loudly.
A certain leap of faith for both Raider Nation and the nation as well. When you think about the Raiders, especially when it comes up to the Carolina Panthers, how will it be perceived in week 3? When you think about faith, you think about saved Raider out of Connecticut. It's been a while, man. I'm glad you called in. Good morning to you. What do you think about this?
Oh, man. Well, first of all, speaking of faith, yes, I'm saved Raider because I got saved in San Mateo County Jail in Redwood City, California in the early 90s. We are saved by grace through faith in Christ's atoning work on the cross at Calvary. And I just want to say, I just want to come out of hibernation because it's my first time calling into the gate while Vince is part of the team. Yeah. Welcome to Raider Nation Radio, Vince.
Amen. Thank you, Save Raider.
And from yesterday, I just want to say, yes, Vinny, shrimp and scallop fettuccine.
Oh, yeah.
Shrimp and scallop fettuccine. I just want to throw that in there. And also, just want to throw in, it had to be a sweet plane ride home back from the East Coast, you know, because historically the Raiders have a horrific East Coast record. So, and like you, Vince, I scoured the national media to see if there was any talk and found zero to none. And yes, Vinny, I am in agreement. If they win convincingly, the chirping will begin about the Raiders because they'll think about the Baltimore game. They might even throw in, oh, yeah, by the way, last season they did beat the Super Bowl champs in Arrowhead. So I believe if they win convincingly, the chirping will begin. And it's so gratifying and refreshing to hear the national media finally start talking about the Raiders because and it's a known thing that when the Raiders are relevant, it's the league is better.
Yep,
the league is better, and it's a cool thing to become. You see the bandwagon start coming on. It's like people are lying in wait for the Raiders to become relevant again, so they can jump on the bandwagon. But I just want to call in because I'm going to be calling in with stories. I'll be like the Raiders 66. And with stories in general, Raiders 66 has stories about the Raiders historical Raider content, but I'll be calling in about stories in general. But I just wanted to come in and say welcome, Vince, and because you are now in the gate, the morning tailgate with Ray, Clay, Benny and Vince. God
love
bless
it.
You guys.
Appreciate you.
Continued blessings, brother.
Amen,
thank you.
Brother.
Saved Raider. Good to hear from you. All right. Coming up next, we'll get more of your thoughts at 702-365-9200. We also have Burt Kreischer tickets. We got to give those away. We'll do that in 20 minutes' time here on The Gate.
Hey, are you in a position where you need some money, like right now? Maybe you need $500 or $5,000 in your bank account as soon as tomorrow. Maybe you're wondering where that money is going to come from. Maybe you're even losing some sleep. Maybe the credit cards aren't where they need to be, or the credit cards are maxed out and the credit's not where it needs to be. Don't worry. I mean it. Because for over 20 years, the experts at thelendingstore.com have helped millions of people who needed cash quickly. And all credit types are welcome. Now cash is as close as your phone and as soon as tomorrow. When you need cash, you need it now. So why wait? Here's what you do. Go to lendingstore.com, lendingstore.com. Have their experts help you find a lender that can get you that $500 to $5,000 that you need. And it'll be in your bank account as early as tomorrow. Just go to lendingstore.com for all the details.
Raider Nation Radio, also up on X at RNR 920 AM. Make sure you download the new LV Sports Network app. Streams clearly each and every day on Android and on iPhone, and also links you up to our podcast after the show here in Orange County. It's Johnny. Good morning, Johnny. What do you think about all this?
Morning, fellas. Morning, Nation. Yeah, man, so I was kind of clear. I kind of clipped the audio of you guys talking about the respect thing. For me, man, lifelong Raider fan, I'm 43 years old. You know what? You earn respect. You earn respect at work. You earn respect in the streets and in the league. You earn respect by your actions and building a sustainable franchise. We've been out for 20-plus years out of that respect category. So AP does have right now, I would say, in this age we're living in social media, respect, but that can only get you so far. It's all done by action. I believe we have the right coach to put us back to a respectable conversation. But as of right now, week three, like you boys are talking about, you know, the debate between respect, no respect, talking about, you know, from the media, conversations about the Raiders. I don't think week three will get us that conversation. Maybe just a couple highlights on through the recap of the week. But we gotta beat teams like the Ravens. You know what I'm saying? Jim Harbaugh, he's a name. He has that respect because he's a proven coach to the NCAA and NFL. That's respect. AP, he's going to get that respect, but he does have one thing, and he has respect for the players. So, all in all, I think the respect is earned, not given. And when we build an organization that can contend year in, year out, I think we'll be back on top of the table of the top five teams. Aside from the Cowboys, I don't know why they get the respect. I think they're more like a TV drama. Jerry Jones likes to keep his name in the media. It's like to keep his name in the conversation just because there's a Dallas Cowboys. I have no idea why the hell they're even in conversation all the time in the NFL. But the Raiders, go out there, bust your butt, get the W's, get in the playoffs consistently, like Mr. Harbaugh from the Ravens has continuously done. Pound the table, and we got a nation behind us, man. The fans are always here, but we need respect. For me, it's not even about from the media. It's about from the league. So those are my thoughts. I'll hear you guys' thoughts over the air.
All right, Johnny. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call. I'm excited to see what the nation's going to look like on Sunday, aren't you? I mean, mm-hmm. No real fan base that's going to travel in terms of Carolina. You're not going to see a 50-50 split. I mean, you're going to see – you're going to see an atmosphere on Sunday. I'm excited
great
about
point.
That.
You're right.
It's a real one of those. It's just
hopefully you'll join us on Saturday night. By the way, I don't know what your big plans might be. Probably working. Yeah, exactly.
Talking about these guys.
I know that feeling, Vincenzo.
Crust and Rue. Who gets the crust? Who gets the Rue? I want the crust, Clay.
I'll take the Rue.
You know. It is an interesting, a subject because I guess when I'm envisioning a commanding Raiders win,
yes.
I'm thinking another big game for a young superstar type player in Brock Bowers.
Yeah,
that's going to be a storyline. Obviously, a Davante Adams, you know, just a
ho hum, another 100-yard game,
right? Which would also indicate, man, maybe this offense is turning the corner if it's back to back. Big games by those two. I'm also just completely expecting Max Crosby to have another fabulous game, because that's another narrative that's going to start being talked about more and more, about him as the best defensive player in this game and a potential defensive player of the year. He's, to me, through two games, he's front and center. I'd you know, come at me, whoever, and tell me that there's a better defensive player in the league right now. So I think that within a commanding victory, it's not so much who they're playing necessarily. It's them taking care of business and some of their star players really planting their flag a little bit. That makes for compelling stuff nationally, especially with this brand right here. The national media, you can say what you want, but they're itching to talk big time about the Raiders. The Raiders are one of those iconic franchises that's never going to change. But if they're able to win convincingly after what they did on Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens, I think it'll perk a lot of interest, and at least to discuss, should we be talking about them as a team that's for real? Yes, we're going to have to see it, you know, play out over the course of the season. But should we start looking a little bit differently at this team after what they did in Baltimore and then what they just did against the Carolina Panthers?
I think the national media should. I mean, the Raiders are as iconic a franchise in any sport, not just the NFL. So, yeah, I mean, you're salivating to talk about a franchise like this because they are the nation. This isn't just Las Vegas, L.A., the Bay. I mean, the nation is an international brand, which is why the Raiders have played international games before in multiple countries, and I don't doubt that they will in the future. So, yeah, of course, this is a team they want to talk about. What I'm saying is they're definitely going to get highlights on the show. I mean, if this goes the way it should go on Sunday, there's going to be a lot of highlights to be had. I'm just saying, the conversation of the Raiders being back, the Raiders being a team to talk about as a real team, don't start after a blowout over Carolina and Andy Dalton. Yeah. It's going to start over a team like Cleveland where, okay, that'd be three straight wins. That's a Cleveland team that has a lot of weapons, a lot of firepower. I'm just saying that conversation's not going to truly kick up until at least week four.
Right.
Are they going
to
get highlights?
To clarify, I'm saying that conversation is going to start on Monday if they resound.
Agreed.
Nobody's going to say that they're there, they're back.
That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is they're going to go, should we start taking
I think it's going to take a week. I think it's going to take another one. I don't think Carolina's going to do it.
I think if they kick the Carolina Panthers' butts, like I think they should and will, I think there will be some people at ESPN and everywhere else that says this is something that maybe we should touch on in that realm.
We'll see.
Because Brock Bowers, oh my God, Devontae Adams is back. You know, instead of talking about trading him, maybe this is exactly where he needs to be right now. And of course, Max Crosby in that defense.
Devontae Adams joins Kay Adams every Tuesday now, part of a new
deal. He told me that they're paying him. He said, that didn't hurt.
Money must
that
be nice.
That didn't hurt.
he's joining Kay Adams on Up and Adams every Tuesday morning, getting his thoughts on a variety of things. He was on the show this morning. Rob Gronkowski also on the show. Simultaneous. It was
a star-studded show.
A three-screen. You had Gronk, Kay Adams, Devontae Adams, and Brock Bowers got brought up. Mm. And here's what Devontae Adams had to say about his rookie tight end.
I don't ever like to put any expectation on a young player, but I mean the type of kid that he is. I mean, he literally only cares about football, and he shows some promise of looking like this guy that's on the screen with us right now. Honestly, I don't want to do that to him or downplay what he's done, because he's one of the best to ever do it. And I totally mean that, but this young player is on a different level for a rookie, and I think Baltimore got a chance to feel that a little bit.
You know, I agree with that, Devontae. I mean, Brock Bowers, I was a big fan of him when he was with Georgia. The guy's a winner. The guy's a playmaker. Whenever the ball's thrown to him, I love his explosiveness after the catch. And I feel like he's on track, you know, to be better than myself. I mean, I don't think he can, you know, dominate in the trenches the way I dominated in the trenches, but okay. just overall as a pass-catching tight end, I think he can surpass me in many situations. I mean, he already has 15 catches, the most by any rookie of all time in their first two games as a tight end. So shout out to Brock Bowers. I'm a big fan. I can't wait to, you know, continue watching him.
That's some good stuff. Heck is that? Yeah. I mean, we've been
praise singing, from Caesar.
We've been singing Brock Bowers' praise since I stepped into this studio. But to hear from Devontae kind of phrase like that, because Devontae does not like putting expectations on others. He'll do it for himself. He doesn't like to speak out of pocket. Very calculated. But for him to say that, and on the show that he's on, he's a self-aware guy, mm-hmm. and he understands what's going to get put out there. And he's talked about, you know, certain people are going to clip everything. That was the whole question answer on that thing. That's big stuff. I mean, you can see it. It doesn't matter who you are. You can see. And to your point, if they talk about turning the corner as early as this week, he's going to be a big reason why, because he might be an all-pro today.
Yeah.
Today. I mean, he might already be an all-pro. That's what's incredible about this guy.
Yeah, he truly is, and got the possibility of, knock on wood, that he stays healthy and stays on the, continues to stay on the right path, but truly a generational talent. And to me, Gronk's point is well taken. Number one, saying that he can outproduce him eventually. He's on that kind of a track. But the Raiders aren't going to expect him to be that behemoth that Gronk was at the line of scrimmage too. That's the separator of all separators for
you
Gronk.
You like how the way he said it though? He's not going to dominate like I did.
Have you ever stood next to this guy?
Yeah, he's a monster.
He's kind of a tackle.
Yeah,
who's just a tremendous athlete as well. So yeah, he's not speaking out of school right there. He was just a difference maker as a blocker and just a physical force, but in his own way. Brock Bowers, because I just recognize this, you know, obviously you can see it on film. It doesn't take Vince Lombardi to figure it out. But when you see it up close and personal, like in OTAs, when he would catch the ball and just, it'd
so
be like
fluid.
Yeah, it was seamless.
It was
catch, boom, off to the races he goes. Like, and just, it does not even look like he's switching any gears. He just does it seamlessly.
And the safeties we're even talking about during training camp, like his acceleration when he was going down the seam. They're not ready for a guy that big to move that quickly and again fluid, as he's one with water.
Like plus,
he's just able to move and contort.
Plus, he understands the position. He understands where to be.
Smart.
And as that catch that he made in the middle of the field, where he kind of had to dive a little bit.
Yeah,
it may have been a little bit behind him. I can't remember if it was behind him or in front of him, but
it was behind.
And there was a body that was kind of like cutting off his vision of the football, he still had the concentration to stay focused on it. But then the hands to come up with it. So you're talking about somebody that checks off
complete package.
Every single pass. Yes, exactly.
702-365-9200. Waiting patiently. Raider Mike, we got about 30 seconds, 40 seconds. Go ahead, please.
Can I call back?
later on today, sure. We're going to be off the air very soon.
Benny Blanco from the Bronx. Carlito is the national narrative. Guess what happened to Carlito? Because he didn't respect Benny.
The street is always watching.
Shot. Done. We're coming, brah. Bowers is a monster. A monster. He's getting unleashed. I watched us win 3 Super Bowls. With a defense like that. And this one might be the best of the 3.
Hmm.
Or the 4.
Mm-hmm.
It's now the 4. This is a monstrous defense. It's going to kill you every game. I don't care about respect. Clay, you know I'm the Omni Bomber. I killed ESPN yesterday. I killed Rip City Radio yesterday. I'm going to keep hyping us up because we deserve it. That's it. Raiders!
Oh, thank you, Raider Mike. Appreciate that. All right, we'll clear the lines, give you a chance to win Burt Kreischer tickets. Everyone wants to go to the show, Resorts World. It's coming up September 27th, 28th, 2 nights at Resorts World Theater. Call 702-365-9200. Back on the tailgate with the final sit.
I want to sit down.
The Morning Tailgate.
We have a new Paisan.
Oh! Vince Sapienza.
That's right, we do. Hey!
Vinny Bonsignor.
It's a stereotype, and it's offensive.
Clay Baker.
I'm German-Irish.
Oh!
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 Back up.
On Raider Nation Radio.
I want to sit down.
You know, I'd like to take umbrage with you, Vinny.
Umbrage.
Taking yours. Umbrage with me and my dancing skills. I got fantastic dancing skills. I'm an elite dancer in a chair. I don't know if you're aware of that. Elite.
Top tier dancer.
Scouts have said I am elite in a chair. On the dance floor?
A little different story. Because then the feet come into it.
Well, it depends on the
footwork
song.
Footwork is so important.
I got good footwork.
Do
it's
you?
The upper body that I kind of... Very Italian. I just become a noodle.
Right.
Just a wet noodle. Just kind of limbs go everywhere. Different things like that. And we were talking about Carlito's Way. Italians got a bad rap in that movie. They're bad at chasing.
Yes. They get the run. The guys have no cardio when they're chasing.
No cardio. They were painted as poor athletes. And I take umbrage with that as well.
Yeah, the funny thing about Brian De Palma movies like and Woody Allen, like all Italians seem to be like, you know, like... stiff gorilla types, like, you know,
gorilla.
Yeah, they always get stereotyped with like the same image. But yeah, I want to watch Carlito's Way.
So I would have chased down Carlito.
Have you seen?
I would have chased down Carlito for sure.
Have you seen And Justice for All?
No.
Check that out.
Is that the next one in the
good
queue?
Al Pacino, Jack Warden, great stuff.
Great stuff, and then also Dog Day Afternoon.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, Dog Day Afternoon is almost as funny as it is dramatic.
Right.
You know?
If you look at the picture of the real guy, it looks just like Al Pacino. Like it was, they captured that. And that actually happened.
Yeah.
Sonny. That story was a true story. And he got out, and I think he went to, after he got out of prison, I think he went to the wedding or something. It was like some, like, oh, wow. Like it was.
Yeah, there was a bond between the people that he held up in the bank. That they were still kind of like maintaining a connection.
Because he was just doing it. There was like a real motivation behind it. But yes, And Justice for All is fantastic.
But the best part of Carlito's Way was when they're talking about rescuing him from the buoy, Tony T.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And he's like, wait, you expect him to jump off a barge, swim 100 yards to a buoy in the East River? He's going to die. He's going to die.
Yeah.
And you know what? He did.
We got
by the way,
to lose.
He did. Spoiler alert.
Steve Weiss is coming on the show tomorrow at 8:30.
Let's see what the National Pulse is.
Right? We have a source to go to.
See, this is what we do on the tailgate.
And he was at the game, by the way.
We're going to get answers.
Oh, dynamite. Yeah.
He was at the game.
We're going to get
like,
those answers.
He's like, huh? That Raider defense is pretty good. I'm like, yeah. Saw that every day in training camp. So he was, Steve was starting to come around.
That's good. Steve.
We'll also have Marcus Johnson from Tape Don't Lie to break down the film here on Raider Nation Radio. That's it for us. Catch our podcast up at LV Sports Network, the app online, lvsportsnetwork.com. Let it be your friend. For Vince, for Vinny, I'm Clay. Have a great day, everybody. Rich Eisen is next here on Raider Nation Radio 920. And don't forget, JT the Brick from 12 to 2, Q Myers, Unnecessary Roughness from 2 to 5. Let's go.